This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Roughly about 7:08 a.m. right now for me, and I've been up in the morning since around 4:45 a.m. for the past couple of days, at least for a week. I've been actually trying to train myself to wake up and be a morning person. This whole entire episode really ties into saying what you know you usually are, what you say you are. You know, a lot of people I run into, they have issues saying like, you know, I'm not that smart. I can't remember names. I'm not a morning person. I don't wake up. I think all of that is if you believe that for yourself, then you're right. Number one, you're right. You know, you are who you say you are. All right. I believe I've trained myself to the point where I don't ever really say that I can't do this and can't do that and such anymore, only because there is still that possibility that you can. Right? I used to be actually a night person, night owl. I used to enjoy staying up till 2 a.m. And now I've been training myself and conditioning myself to go to bed around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, to go and wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, 4:45, to go and do a lot of my work and creating this episode right now, because I was actually really inspired waking up, taking a cold shower, drinking lots of water, eating a banana, really getting into my routine in the morning, and then reading and writing out my goals before the whole entire day has started yet. Like I said, it's 7:09 now, and it's crazy. I've already done so much. I've already done a lot of things that majority of people are actually still sleeping. And how did I do this? I actually just told myself that I can do this, that even though I'm a night owl, I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go to bed early. And then I went ahead and did it. Same thing with remembering names. I get a lot of that as well too. A lot of people usually say, oh, I'm not good at remembering names and everything like that. If you say you are, then you definitely are. I am wonderful with names. I remember a lot of different things. I actually take it as a little fun little game whenever I go anywhere really and try to remember and chat with people and try to remember some of the things, like people at my gym, my local gym I go to. Some of them are having new babies. Some of them are you know, just starting up a new job. You know, they have a life outside of it. And then if you try to train yourself and remember all this, it's definitely, it'll condition you, right? You're not going to be perfect right away, right? And then the people, usually majority of the time people say, whenever people try something new, they get discouraged, right? They get discouraged. They get really scared. They don't really want to do it now because if they fail the first time, of course you're going to fail the first time, right? That's usually what it is. Like babies, usually whenever they're first learning how to walk, they're going to fall a few times. They're not going to be like, okay, I'm sorry, I give up. I'm just going to crawl for the rest of my life. No, it's not going to be like that. They're going to get up because they're being encouraged by their families, by their parents and everything like that, right? And they get up automatically because like, no matter how many times they fall, they will still continue, and everybody has this innate nature in them anyways, right? You're going to condition yourself to go and get up and train yourself and build whatever habits you want to build, right? Right. So if you want to be really good at remembering names, then yeah, do it. And if you want to wake up early in the morning, do it. Don't say this is it, this is your life, and then complain in the daytime that you're tired. Like one of my baristas that I go to, my local coffee shop, right, he's in school and he's always in night owl. He usually finishes up work around 11 o'clock, doesn't get home till probably 12, stays up for a couple hours, 4 in the morning, stuff like that. Go to bed and then wake up and then go to school and then go to work. And then, so he's saying that he's tired and stuff like that, but why didn't you just go to bed early, wake up at 5 or so or 6 and then go do your work? Right, you can do that because rest and sleep is super important. Sleep, that what I've noticed, that there was one particular day as well for me when I was building this habit of waking up early, was that I went to bed at around 11:30 p.m. And then I got up, I woke up, and I woke up at like maybe 5 o'clock, 5:10. And I got up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I my eyes are red and I'm just, it's cold and I'm not gonna make this. So what I did was I actually was very gentle with myself and I went to bed. I'm like, you know what, we're gonna try again tomorrow. I'm gonna go to bed, I'm gonna wake up at 7 and we're still gonna do our morning routines and everything like that and keep going at it, right? A lot of people, usually majority of the time, they're like, okay, you know, I'm not a morning person and stuff like that. Don't say that. Like I said, you are who you say you are. You are capable of anything you wanted, anything really. And besides like being an NBA basketball player, you have to have a height requirement and all that stuff. But yeah, so you can do anything you want. Just believe in yourself. Don't say the word can't. I won't. I'm not able to. All these things will hinder you to go and really build that, because like it may sound a little woo-woo, but it really does work. You really have to encourage yourself and really focus on that, right? You say, be really optimistic about it. I'm an optimistic person. So lately I've been loving waking up in the morning, and I'm creating this episode only because I'm inspired in the morning and happy. And I was just like, okay, you know what? I need to share this with all the path hunters out there. Everybody has to know about this, because like, again, condition yourself, just try to catch yourself, slowly build whatever habits you want to build. If you want to increase your memory of names and everything like that, go to your gym or whatever you're working out and try to just remember their names. A little trick to remember names, actually, you say it 3 times, right? And then you kind of tailor an image, right? An image in your mental cortex to go just as a memory, right? You save as a memory. It's in our biology, really. You can save this and you can actually kind of tailor it. So like usually, this is one guy at my gym. His name is Dave, and he has long hair, he has a beard. He always wears a bandana, and he's working hard to go and be a CrossFitter, right? How do I remember all this? Only because like I've tailored and conditioned this image of Dave in my head, right? There's another guy named Dave at my local cafe, right? And again, he comes in, he always orders the same coffee, right? Medium roast. And he comes in, he always reads a book. I tailor that Dave to that, right? So train yourself to do this, right? And then you just have images, and it's kind of like a mental, like Rolodex, really. So anyways, guys, this is how you build these kind of habits. You slowly make it a game and make it fun, and I try to make mental triggers for it. So anyways, I hope this helped, guys. I really, really am excited to like put out more episodes and everything like that. I've just been really working a lot on different things lately. But I do have, will be actually continuing with these like solo episodes and on things that I've learned. I hope you guys learned something as well too. Have yourself a great one, guys. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.